Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. I'm in
Hi.
the. Hello, how are you?
I'm not really good. I was speaking to somebody and she just cut me off. She was trying to overtalk me. I was calling because I got this thing on an email to or from UPS to take a survey to win an iMac. And said I did. All I had to pay was the shipping and handling. I put my credit card in. They took it, although at the end they said, finish your order, and they were selling me some kind of a Eat Well book or something for $12.95. They didn't give me an option to say yes or no, but was hurrying me before, my time ran out for the iMac. So I went ahead and I put it in, and my company, my bank took it. And then it came up again, and so I looked and I ordered something different, an expensive cream. And that's all I wanted. But of course, at the end, they had something else for me to buy. Well, I was putting my credit card in and it said denied. And my credit card's never been denied. So then I put it in again and it said fraud. So I got a different credit card, different bank. I put it in and it came back immediately, fraud. And I never even had used that card. So I don't know what's going on. If this is some kind of scam type thing, because one, I did not want the
What's
first
the
order that
last
went
four of the
through.
card number that was charged?
Do what?
Can you give me the last four of the card number that was charged, ma'am?
Okay, the one that was charged, the last four is 5792.
Thank you.
And it was Deborah Young. And it was for an iMac.
Okay, I'm just looking over the account. Bear with me one moment, ma'am. Sorry, my screen cleared out. Give me your zip code again.
4105.
Repeat, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. I'm so sorry.
4105.
41005.
Yes.
Okay. And spell the last name on the account.
Young, YUNG.
Do you have an email,
Yes.
dcyoung54@gmail.com?
Yes. DCM54.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on, but I have two brothers, one that works for the Boone County Sheriff's Department, and the other one is an attorney. And so, hello?
Yes, I'm here listening to you, ma'am.
I guess I'm getting that other woman must be calling me back. I don't know. But I did not want that Eat Well, whatever book it is for $12.95. I didn't authorize that. It was supposed to be like $6.95 for shipping for an iMac Pro.
Okay, I do see a
So this is one of
transaction.
these gimmick things that, they offer you something and then, oh, you're not finished. So I don't want it.
Okay, so it looks like
And
you completed a
the
survey.
second thing I tried to get was some kind of Brooks Expensive Cream, $129 for just $4.99. And then I forget what they put added on, but I was trying to put the card number in and it declined it. And I was like, So I tried again. They said decline and fraud. So I got a different credit card out and used it. And it was a different bank. And they immediately came back with fraud. And they wouldn't approve it. I've never, ever had a card declined or whatever. So if you're working for a place that is doing this, I'm going to tell you right now, I know what they'll do. They will charge them with wire fraud. And anybody that works there is a conspiracy to wire fraud. Now, when I called you first, so I could, you know, you could take my, if this is some kind of gimmick thing, and I did not want the book. I didn't order a book. They added that on for $12.95. I did not want that. I just wanted to pay the $6.95 for the shipping for the iMac Pro that they said I did win. And the second thing, I couldn't get it go through. Neither card would do it. So then if you're working there, and because I'm going to call both my brothers, and they will look into it, and they'll be able to find out real fast. Because they'll call my credit card company. They'll look up everything on my phone because it came back, Best Meals, book, whatever. And I was like, I didn't order anything like that. It was supposed to be I won an iMac. I'd take a UPS survey.
Yes, you completed the survey, ma'am, and I show that you paid the shipping cost to have a tablet mailed out to you.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So.
But I did not want the book for $12.95, and they just added that on, and they gave me no way to take it off. So I just went ahead. I thought, well, it's $12.95, okay. But then it came up again to order UPS survey. So I did, and I picked out a cream. And so it was, I don't know, like $7.95 or something for shipping and whatever. And they added something else.
I can go ahead and start the investigation.
I tried to put it in.
Hello, Ms.
Young? Hello? Look, I did try to put the number in, my card in again, and they declined it. So I thought, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and start an investigation on the account for you.
So we'll notify the police department and have them look into the IP address.
My brother works at a Boone, he's a sheriff at Boone County Sheriff Department where I live.
Ma'am, we do have a protocol on our end, Ms. Young.
Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I realize you just work there. But I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel the entire account, ma'am. So this account will be closed out, and you'll receive an email to confirm the cancellation within 24 hours.
So I'm still going to have to look into it.
Okay, is there anything else that I can do for you, ma'am?
So I paid for the iPad.
You're going to get a refund credited back to your account. This account will not be processed any further on this end, ma'am.
Why not?
Because you're stating that the charge, that other charge, was not your charge. So under the investigation on our end, we'll have to cancel the account and issue a full refund. So that will stop the iPad order, okay?
That is the iPad order. That order went through.
Okay, but the other charge you stated that was not your and has to go under investigation. So in doing so, we have to full refund the account and start the investigation.
That is the second thing that I ordered the cream, and it didn't go through. So you don't have to investigate that. What can I do for you, ma'am? Okay, I called to make sure that you knew that my card was legitimate. I didn't want you to think I was doing something wrong.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to get everything notated for you.
Yeah. Okay, well then,
is there anything else for you?
It said I won the iPad.
Okay, we don't handle the iPad part of it, ma'am, so we don't ship those out, ma'am. That's a different department, okay? That would be a different number for you to call.
Okay, if you will not ever talk to me, I'll tell you last week, I think, or about 8 days ago, I did order, or I did the survey, and I won iPads, and I received them today. So, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, my card has never been declined, and I don't know why it's coming up fraud on both cards, and they wouldn't let it go through. So I was calling you to let you know, I don't know what's going on, because my card's never been declined or flagged. So I don't know if it's their mistake or, you know. But, I mean, it said I took the survey. It said I won the iMac Pro. And so it was $695 to order it. That order went through, but they added on a book. So I just let it go. It was like $1,295. But they don't give you the option to say yes or no, you know, on that. That's just at the end. Complete. You need to complete this right away because it's going to, you know, the window's closing for you to get your iMac Pro. So, of course, I just finished it. So that was okay. So then it came up again, UPS survey. So I took it and I picked out the cream and I tried to order it and, you know, and it wouldn't go through. And so I got a different credit card because, I mean, I was like, I don't know why they're declining. I have a $3,000 limit on that. So I tried another credit card from a different bank, and as soon as I put it in, it came back fraud. They would not let it go through. So, you know, I just want to know, you know, is it a reputable place? I mean, I've worked for a long time. I mean, I did look at AirPods that I won 8 days ago. But I got something else that I didn't order with it, some kind of bracelet, a smart bracelet, and I guess I paid extra for that. That'll be on my credit card. But, I mean, it's, you know, if you order one thing and you pay and you agree to pay that, but then at the end they add something else on. That's what I was confused about. And I couldn't understand why my credit card would turn it down because, you know, like I said, I ordered before I received it, but then on the second thing, on the second survey tonight, they wouldn't, either card would not approve it. They both came back fraud, declined. First declined, then fraud. But my second one just, I just said fraud right at it, would not let it go through. So I was calling to find out if you knew if there was something wrong or whatever. I'm not being threatening to you, and I realize that's just a job. You just work there.
Okay, ma'am. I was trying to explain to you that the number that you are calling me on, we do not process orders for the iPad, ma'am. We only handle the meal plan, okay? So I cannot be of any further assistance to you regarding the order that you put through for the iPad.
The survey I took was from UPS, and that's what I mean. It went from me winning an iPad. I won an iPad, but it said also, you know, you can get this book, this meal planner book, food plan, whatever, for $12.95.
It did not charge you the $12.95, ma'am.
What was it?
There is no charge for you for the meal plan.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else for you?
I didn't know. It just said continue, so I did.
Yes,
and
I'm advising you now that there is no charge for the meal plan.
Okay, well, then that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I read stuff like that anyway. It's just that on the second one, on the second survey, I didn't know why that my bank cards wouldn't go through. I didn't want you to think that I had bad credit or something. I didn't. So I thought, and it, when it's abroad, it kind of, you know, it alerted me, so I thought, and it had a phone number, so I called. The other girl I talked to, she didn't listen at all, and she's been trying to call me back. But, you know, I'm talking, and she just was over-talking me, and it just didn't, you know, it just didn't sound kosher, you know what I'm saying? But I did do this last week. I took the survey. It pops up on my phone, so I took it, and I went for the earpods or whatever. They're not great, but I only paid like $4.99. But I think they charged me $13 for something else, and I guess that's for this smart bracelet that they threw in. So I'm thinking, you know, like I said, if it looks too good to be true, it usually is. So getting an iPad Pro for $6.95 or whatever it was I paid was fine, but and then it came up with the food plan, But I went ahead and I sent it in and it accepted it. And then it came up again, so I took another survey and I picked out some cream. And I was trying to make it go down. So I tried a different card and it wouldn't go through.
Yes, you've already explained that, ma'am. I've made notation on your account. So there will be no charge for the meal plan. And is there anything else for you, Ms. Young?
So I don't care about the meal plan. Was there,
okay.
There was no charge on it.
Is there anything that I can do for you, ma'am?
Yeah, I won the iPro.
Okay, we don't handle the iPros, okay, ma'am? So if you're not wanting the meal plan, is there anything else that we can do for you?
Well, you told me there wasn't a charge for the meal plan.
There is not a charge for the meal plan.
Then that's fine. Then I'll take it.
No, I'm saying to you that you are not being charged for the meal plan, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else for you?
So I'm only being charged $6.99 or $7.95 for the Pro Max.
If that's what you put your card in for, then yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's what I put my card in for, and it took it.
Okay.
And
well, that'll be all you'll be charged for, ma'am.
Okay, then I will get the meal plan thing then. See, I didn't know if I was being charged for the meal plan.
Ma'am, the meal plan is $49.95, but you want me to go ahead and add that to your order today?
No, and it said $12.95.
Okay, the monthly charge in the meal plan is $49.95.
No, I would never...
Okay, well, is there anything else that we can do for you today?
No, just send me my iMac Pro that I won.
Okay, well, I do thank you for calling Customer Care, and I hope you have a wonderful night, Ms. Young.
I hope you don't get caught up in a conspiracy.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling Customer Care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.